AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Iran is reviewing the latest U.S. proposals on ending the war as President Trump threatened the country with more bombing unless a deal is reached that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Republican lawmakers in Tennessee are set to take up a plan for a new U.S. House map today. The redistricting effort threatens to eliminate the state's only majority Black Democratic congressional district and comes after the Supreme Court weakened the Voting Rights Act. People in Memphis waited in cold, rainy darkness yesterday morning to board a bus that would take them to protest at the state capitol. Patricia Lurie was one of them.
We do have a voice. We are the boss. Understand? So we have a say-so. So we will keep showing up and we'll keep standing up and we keep using our voices until they hear us. If we're not satisfied, there will be no justice and no peace.
Authorities say powerful storms, including one tornado, tore through parts of Mississippi, destroying hundreds of homes, tearing up trees, and downing power lines. There were no immediate reports of deaths or severe injuries. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is visiting the White House for talks with Trump today. They're expected to discuss cooperation in the fight against organized crime and tariffs. A note Jeffrey Epstein's former cellmate claimed he found after the millionaire sex offender's first jail suicide attempt has been made public. A judge released the note yesterday after being locked in a courthouse vault as part of an unrelated legal dispute. Authorities are serving a search warrant at a home connected to the man convicted of killing 19-year-old college student Kristen Smart in 1996 from California Polytechnic State University. This is AP News. A protester in D.C. has finally come down from his high perch. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A protester who camped out on top of a Washington, D.C. bridge for 5 days has come down, ending his stand against AI and the war in Iran. Guido Reichstatter came down from one of the arches of the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge, where he perched himself May 1st and pitched a tent. His presence caused periodic traffic jams as Washington police closed lanes to negotiate with him. Reichstatter staged a similar protest atop the same bridge in 2022 against a Supreme Court decision. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A key federal agency is set to hold a hearing today on President Trump's proposal to paint the Eisenhower Executive Office Building white. The proposal is one piece of a broader plan the Republican president has said will make Washington more beautiful. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.